This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's congressional delegation is part of a renewed push to get Congress to ban stock trading by its members. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Congressman Joe Neguse and 20 other members from both sides of the aisle are asking leaders of the House Administration Committee to get moving on a bill to ban members from stock trading.
Members of Congress should be putting the needs of their constituents and the American people first, not their stock portfolios.
Several bills to ban stock trading have been introduced. They all have slight differences, but Republican Congressman Ken Buck says those can be worked out.
The important thing is that we move something, that we tell the American people we care. We recognize the issue of appearance of impropriety.
The issue is popular with the public, but hasn't managed to move forward in the House under either party. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis has signed into law a bill that boosts state tax credits for electric vehicles and other climate-friendly technologies. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Any Coloradan can soon get a $5,000 tax credit for buying an electric vehicle. Lower-cost EVs can get an extra $2,500. That state credit can be stacked with federal incentives, too. And there are other new credits for things like home heat pumps and electric bicycles. Some kick in as soon as this summer. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The lawyers representing two black ranchers in the community of Yoder say felony stalking charges against their clients have been dropped. The story of ranchers Courtney and Nicole Mallory and their land dispute with a white neighbor captured national attention earlier this year. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.